Brenda, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Saw some writings of yours as I was Googling information about healthcare because it. I haven't been able to read all 2,000 pages of the health plan, and I know that you have, and so we wanted to get you on the program. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
What does M2 Healthcare Consulting do?
We do policy consulting for big business mostly, so for investors and for other companies that are trying to figure out what's going on in the health policy world.
What is your take on Obamacare? I know you've done a lot of research with this. What's your take on it right now as we speak?
So, you know, what we get paid to do, as you might imagine, is sort of not have a position, but try to help other people understand sort of what's good in the bill and what's not maybe so good in the bill. So we're at the six-month birthday, if you will. That happened last Thursday. And you can clearly see that there are some good things that have kicked in, you know, no more lifetime limits, and kids are allowed to stay on their parents' policies until they're age 26, for instance. You also can't be cut off anymore, so a practice called rescission, which is you would be paying your premiums for 10 years and then you'd get sick and then they'd kick you off the plan. They're not allowed to do that anymore. So those are some of the good things that happened at the six-month mark last week.
And I was more interested to talk to you in what's going to happen in the next 6 months, because there are parts of this health plan that don't kick in for 2 years and 3 years and so on. But what can we look for, and what can business owners and managers look for that's going to start applying to their businesses within the next 6 months?
Right. If you're a small business, you're already eligible for a tax credit if you're covering your health employees' health insurance. I'm sorry, your employees' health insurance. So you can already apply for that coverage. Another benefit for businesses is there's a tax credit for covering early retirees. So if you have people that work for you or who have retired and they're between the ages of 55 and 64, so maybe they've worked but they're not eligible for Medicare yet, there's also a tax credit for those people. If you're a big business, all that's really happening right now is that you probably are what's called a self-insured plan. So you go out and you get your own insurance, and because of that, you have to follow certain rules. If the employer doesn't make any changes to the health benefit, then there's really nothing for them to do. Everything's the same as it was before the law passed. However, if your employer raises premiums by a certain amount, or they raise cost sharing by a certain amount, then they have to start following some of the new rules. That's how that's working. Going forward, obviously, the big thing that's going to happen is in 2014, there will be exchanges made available. So small businesses, individuals can go and buy insurance through an exchange in their state.
If I get my coverage through work and the next open enrollment period is approaching, I'd like to keep my current health plan. Will the new law affect it?
It depends on whether or not your employer is making changes to the plan that you had before. So if they're offering you the same plan you had last year, or if they're making available the same plan, so let's say, like you said, you're in open enrollment, and you had plan A, and now you want to switch over to plan B, maybe a different carrier. If the employer is offering the exact same coverage as what was available last year, then you can just move over onto that new plan and pay whatever, you know, the premium is, just like you would have in previous open enrollment period.
If I'm a small business owner, do I have to offer coverage to my workers this fall?
You don't, and you never will, at least not the way the law's set up now. So if you have fewer than 25 employees, you are not subject to the requirements for employers, so you don't have to offer coverage. If you do, they do give you a tax credit to make it a little easier.
Let's say I buy my own health insurance. How will health law affect my coverage?
If you buy your own health insurance, you probably are one of the people that will benefit the most from this change. What you'll see starting in 2014, most definitely, is that prices will be dramatically lower for you. That's not going to happen, though, until the exchanges are set up. So right now, your your premiums are going up. That's pretty much what's happening for most people across the country.
For people on Medicare, will their benefits change?
The big benefit change in Medicare is around the donut hole. So remember back when they put the prescription drug benefit into place, there was a hole that you fell into. In other words, if you spent a certain amount of money on prescription drugs, it sort of stopped, and the federal government stopped covering it, and then it picked back up if you had what are called catastrophic spending. That donut hole is being filled, so now people will have to pay a little bit less than they did before.
Brenda, we could talk about this for hours because there's so much information out there for business owners and folks who want to know more about the health care that's coming our way. Can you give us your website and phone number?
Sure. It's m2hcc.com. I also wrote a book that might be helpful to people. You can get that on Amazon or at our website, 8thingswecando.com. And people are welcome to call the number. It's 202-684-6859.
And Brenda, I'm going to be calling you again so we can talk about the book that was in my plans. Brittany will be giving you a shout. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.